So we'll just take up this question. I found it interesting. It's an observation actually that many people who become aware of Sri Aurobindo's yoga, they are fascinated by the idea of supermind, new creation, new race, supramental being. And then they start as if jumping on straight away to supermind. Especially they read the agenda and they start feeling that just as it happened in her, now it is happening in them. And not one word of caution, but many words of caution are needed. So I was reading that, sharing, there is a colloquy of Indra and Agastya, where Rishi Agastya is trying to jump into the ultimate reality by the power of thought. Maruts. So all the Maruts are helping him, saying, leap into. Indra smashes him down. He says, why are you doing this? I am aspiring for the ultimate. You should help me. Why are you standing on my way? And Indra says, not this way, not this way. How? You have to first appease the Lord of mind, which Indra is divine mind. Then you can go to the supermind. If you try hurriedly, hastily, as mother would say, many people try this kundalini and all that, and they end up awakening some vital entity. And it gives nice feeling, experience, all these experiences. In college, I had somebody who had experience of kundalini. I said, how did you feel kundalini? He says, you know, there is a cool feeling and all this. I said, so that's okay. I just jokingly said, how about, are you sure AC was not around? That was jokingly. But people take these things so lightly, so casually, that they are just pulling the supermind. So many times, Mother and Sri Aurobindo have cautioned, it's an egoistic movement. You cannot pull the supermind like that. It's not some mechanical ATM card that you have sat down, you have put a particular thing in a slot, and suddenly the supermind comes down. 99.99% it will be something vital. Because if supermind came, all the fuse will go away. I know some people, I have actually seen in the ashram, someone whom mother had actually told, capable of being Superman, and gave a special blessing packet, which was meant for the Superman. And she cautioned him only about one thing. See, so much purification is required. Cleansing is required. And he used to tell me that I just couldn't listen to that. And then he had a very bad breakdown. And otherwise he had such faculties. But totally, you know. So if at all something genuine touches you, if you are not ready, you'll collapse. Supermind is not a joke. Even overmind is not a joke. Spiritual life is not a joke. It's not like 10-day course. You sign up and you do a course and something will happen. It's a journey. And in journey, it's not just what happens to you when you're sitting in meditation. A lot happens when you are not sitting in meditation, and the gods and the divine is a witness to everything. And that purity, that purification, that cleansing, that attitude building, the all aspiration, reaching that point, all this is a process. So people want to, you know, straight away connect with the supermind. So second thing which is important is, Sri Aurobindo say there are two kinds of people, or rather we can say three kinds of, third is, Sri Aurobindo has not said that, but we can take it. He said one who come impelled by the yoga because they feel in them some kind of love, some kind of sense of surrender. But there are others who are attracted by the power. They come to yoga because supramental power. It's a big thing, huh? Because kuch nahi mila zindagi mein, chalo supermind. It's like ambition. Now I am supramental. They start, it's a big thing. You may start feeling, I don't know, people start feeling they are elite. There's someone very special seeking the supermind. And they don't realize the asura is capturing the mind rather than super. This is bloating the ego. Experiences, the deceptions of the world of falsehood is asuri maya is so dangerous. And I have, because of the job, encountered people who are living in that I am supreme. Yeah, no, they don't talk about, exactly. And they are keen on power, they, as you rightly said, they don't talk about psychic being, that kind of love surrender. When you surrender, you forget about what you are getting. What else is surrender? When you give yourself to the divine completely, are you saying, okay, I have given myself, but remember, just that little bit of super mind, because I too want to become golden. No! He will take care. She knows what is needed by us. When we are ready, she'll prepare us. So there are people who are drawn to the yoga, purely attracted by the power. And this is where we always had in yoga two kinds of people who are drawn. Seekers of knowledge and seekers of power. Seekers of knowledge were generally the godlike humanity, and seekers of power were the asuric type. So they want the power, but they are not ready for going. They are like Mahishasur, wanting power. I want to marry you, Durga. So Durga ji says, okay, fine. But defeat me. It's a very interesting thing. That, you know, to defeat her, you have to go beyond and unite. You can't. You will end up submitting. But he doesn't understand this. He doesn't know the ploy. So they are attracted by the power, and they also sometimes either go away because they are seeking that power, or else somebody will promise something and they'll go away. Somebody who is giving instant power, or sometimes, which is in a way worse, that they start conjuring all kinds of experiences and, you know, I'm not saying whether they have experience or not, that's not my thing. But this is not the approach that Sri Aurobindo and the mother have said. As far as they are concerned, the first thing is the psychic transformation. And when you have psychic transformation, even the emergence of the psychic being, first thing that naturally comes to you is love, faith, surrender. You can't think about yourself. It looks so silly. And the first thing that happens with spiritual transformation is that you become so humble. Because you realize, people may say this personality that you know. That you are nothing. Anybody with any genuine spiritual experiences understand that you are nothing. Because you are in face to face with that infinite consciousness. Your little personality, the transient personality of the moment, loses its meaning. In fact, looks odd if somebody calls you by the name and tries to worry, who am I? I mean, you are painfully reminded of some very narrow something. You may not say anything, but that's the thing which happens when one has been developed this surrender, faith, love, absolute self-giving to the divine. When one has become humble, wise, compassionate, because spiritual transformation brings these things. When the ego has been ultimately completely annulled, which of course is a ultimate point, but at least one has grown into wideness. Such wideness that you don't see hostile forces here and there, but see the divine in everybody. That's the minimum requirement. The yoga and its object starts from that. Sri Aurobindo gives this practice. See the divine in everyone. One single practice. So very often people who are seeing hostile forces because they've read some things. When we begin to see at least something of the divine, feel something of that, then your actions will automatically, you know, begin to change. Then we are ready for the supermind. Sri Aurobindo's experience in Alipur jail, what did mother say about it? She said it was an experience, supramental experience. So the disciple asked, supramental? She said, yes. But he used the word Narayana. He said, yes, because that was his whole backdrop from which Sri Aurobindo narrates it. 2-3 times he says supramental experience, because that is it's only the supermind which can show you that the divine dwells in each and every element of creation. You can intuitively sense it's different, but that concrete sense of the divine in the prison bars, in that, you know, katora, in that blanket, in everything, in the jailer, in those who are your lawyer and the lawyer who is against you, in the judge, in everybody, because supermind has the right law of everything, and only the supermind which can guide you like that. It knows the right law of each thing. So the judge is inspired to write what he is inspired to write. So supermind is supermind. And it comes when it has to come. But we should be more concerned about creating the conditions, not in dragging, pulling the supermind. If we give ourselves, whatever else has to happen, the mother will do that. But if we give thinking, okay, if I give, I'll get the supermind, then again there is the ego. To give means to give unconditionally. That's why repeatedly Sri Aurobindo has said, turn to the mother, turn to the mother, turn to the mother. Let nothing and nobody come between you and the mother. And key is mother. If you love the mother, turn to the mother, then psychic will come out. Why? Because it's like if you take the cow, so what will happen to the bachada, which is sleeping calf? The moment you take the cow, it'll wake up and follow. Only it'll say, ma, ma, ma. Because it knows, she is my everything. If one wants the psychic being, turn to the mother. Spiritual being, spiritual consciousness, higher planes, be held by her. She will take us wherever. Don't fix with the mind. Oh, now am I in higher mind? Now I'm in intuitive. This is not how higher forces operate. A moment there may be a flash from the intuitive mind. And the moment you will see something of the higher mind forming thoughts, crystallizing things. Be careful. Then a revelation may come. They don't operate like our fixed notions. Step one, step two, step three. It's for understanding. It's important. Suddenly a line may come sailing from the overmind. Divine forces don't work according to our format. So we have to tune ourselves to that. And slowly they need this matter, this body of clay, the brain, the nervous system. They attune it slowly. The heart, so that it doesn't get palpitations when divine forces come in. The nerves don't start feeling afraid. That's how what happens to death, no? When Savitri takes over death, then what happens? Death felt the light as a burning torture in his nerves. So, when the Divine Mother begins to act, her forces, powers, then it begins to cleanse us. If we are holding on to a narrow dogma, it will liberate us. Because wideness, compassion will begin to emerge towards everyone. Eternal hope will be born. Sense of beauty will awaken. We'll begin to see the beauty even in the hideous and the ugly. It's a sight that opens. You automatically begins to strive for harmony. And harmony is imposed upon even the most conflicting elements. That the action of the spiritual consciousness. How it is done is amazing. One has to experience it. People are fighting. They are going to absolutely. So one of them, of course, if both are fighting, okay. One of them has to be in the spiritual consciousness and continue. It will begin to bring in the force of harmony. See how Mother and Sri Aurobindo held so many disparate elements around them. Even the beast, the bird, the trees, all of them wake up to this new law. The same words are spoken, but it begins to carry a different power, different vibrations. Speech is taken up. Breath is taken up. Everything. This is all spiritual transformation. Till a time come when you are no more. And it's then that the supramental gets a chance. And that too physical is the last. First it'll create the mind, change it into a mind of light and a mind which is completely open to that supramental truth, which you cannot fix by any standard format. Truth consciousness. It seizes the mind, seizes the vision, seizes thought, seizes the speech. Then it begins to seize the heart. Supramental love begins to have its play. Then there is no other person you are in love with. It is you yourself, assuming yourself not as Mr. So-and-so. But the same divine who in you is, he is playing at the otherness of self. So there is no more any of those sentiments associated with love. Give and take, wanting, expectation, gone. It's a delight of togetherness. Supramental energy seizing the life. Then miracle becomes the common rule. Then supermind seizing the body and transforming it. So absolutely true that there are steps, stages, conditions apply. Simply reading about the supermind or, you know, imagining a golden light coming down. All these are all right. I mean, those who want to do can do anything they want. But to start believing that this is a supramental transformation has started, even before a genuine, authentic psychic change has settled, is very, very dangerous. So that's what one should remember, that there are steps. And Mother Sri Aurobindo has given abundant caution. Repeatedly they have said, do not pull, do not pull, do not pull. Give yourself. The more we give ourselves, the more we advance. Last but not the least, provided we are not giving with the idea of getting. That's how mafia dons used to give. That's how Duryodhan gave the kingdom to Karna. Tomorrow he'll give back. It should be, giving should be such that we forget that anything we have given to the divine. In fact, it should be such that automatically we understand nothing belonged to us anyways. It's good that he has allowed or taken over all this, which never belonged to me. Thank goodness, I am relieved of all this that I thought is mine. So this is the path as they have shown to us. Chema.